Hi, we're here at the Unite Conference, and we're going through the winners of the Unity Windows Contest recently closed. That the winners were announced here at Unite. And with me is Ty. So, Ty.
Hello.
Ty, you were the winner of the contest, right?
Yeah.
So, what did you get?
Well, the first place was $50,000 for the bridge.
Wow. That's a chunk of change, man. I thought it was like a $30,000 contest or anything like that. $50,000 for the game, for the first prize.
That's right.
Great. And first of all, I guess, why don't you show us the game?
Sure. All right, so this is the bridge. It's a black and white M.C. Escher inspired puzzle game. The game just starts off. The player is sleeping under a tree, and you are given this indication to press the left and right arrows. As you do that, you find that you can rotate gravity. An apple falls on his head, you know, much like Isaac Newton discovering the laws of gravity. And that's the core control of the game. You move left and right, and you rotate gravity clockwise and counterclockwise. And based on these really simple core mechanics, we reveal very complicated puzzles that use this construct of being able to rotate gravity in any direction. So the entire game is hand-drawn in a black and white lithographic style. It's all meant to look pencil drawn. It's all meant to look like a M.C. Escher drawing that has come to life, quite literally, in fact. Like, you can see, like, as the player is starts off on a level, he's hand-drawn in. And we have a lot of pixel shader effects that make it look like it's, you know, ink that's maybe on your hand and smudged up against paper or something like that. So this was actually started about 3.5 years ago as a student project between myself and Mario Castaneda, who did all of the art for it, and I did all the programming and design of the game. It was originally written in XNA, Microsoft's gaming platform, for Windows and for Xbox 360, and it came out in 2013 for those platforms. But since then, we've actually ported it from XNA to Unity. And with such, we entered the Windows Store contest, among other contests like the Unity contest.
So, the game right now is on the Windows Store.
It is.
How are you doing on the store?
It's doing good. It's only actually been out for about 3 weeks, and it's doing a lot better than I expected.
Yep, you're seeing some downloads.
Absolutely, yeah.
For context, the game is a download to own, so you have to pay to download.
Correct.
And right now you're starting to make money.
Right. It's $6.99 on the store, which I may add is $3 cheaper than Steam. But yeah, yep. It's doing pretty well in the Windows Store.
Yeah, I know, like, for anybody watching, $6.99 sounds high, but you gotta try the game. The physics, it's a really cool concept. So I definitely, like, I'm loving playing it right now. And I know, just for context, you also won a Unity Award yesterday.
That's right.
So that's how good the game is.
Best 2D visuals.
Yep, and if you haven't seen the Unity Awards, the competition is ridiculously hard. So huge congratulations on your winning.
Thank you.
So now, you said the game was in XNA,
mm-hmm.
And you moved it to Unity.
That's
Tell
correct.
Us about that.
So this started as a student project where I was comfortable in XNA, so that's why I used it. I liked the program, so I made the game in XNA, which was really nice. It was a great experience, but. You know, Microsoft stopped support for it. They had their own reasons for that. So to bring it to Windows Store, I had to find an alternative. And Unity was great because in addition to Windows Store, I could do other platforms as well. But I really wanted to focus on this contest. $50,000 is a great target to shoot for. So we had it ported to Unity from XNA. It was pretty straightforward. Luckily, they were both based around C#. And Mono is basically an implementation of .NET, and so it was fairly straightforward to take about 90% of our code. A lot of the code where there is differences, like rendering, for example, XNA has a direct draw construct. Unity is more implicit in the way it works. So there's a little bit of turbulence or friction there, and that took about a month or two to really get working and to optimize it out. XNA was super optimal with the way it kind of natively worked to draw things. Unity kind of abstracted 3D meshes into 2D and done a lot of weird things that we had to optimize out. But after about a month or two of work to really get it running lean and mean on any device, like even lower end Windows devices, yeah, it worked out pretty well. It was definitely worth the 2 months of work.
Yep, and now you also, because you're on PC.
That's
right. So you're on Steam.
Right.
And so you're actually reusing the cross-platform.
Right, exactly.
And what about Xbox? Are you coming to Xbox?
Yeah, well, it's already out on Xbox 360. That was the XNA version. But yep. It's coming to Xbox One later this year through the IDEA Xbox program. And that's, again, the Unity port. Almost the exact same code that's running on the Windows Store is going to be running on Xbox One.
Yep, so you have a really great game. Congratulations on all the awards. I hope you keep reaping them in. Anybody watching, you really got to try the physics. It's a really cool concept for the game. And go play it. Mm-hmm.